This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
It's starting to get hot already in here. It's going to be a hot one today.
It is 36 degrees.
That's why I wore my crop top. How good are these
You're looking
abs?
Very good.
Yeah. Well, it's not one ab, isn't it? Is that what you call it when it's just one that hangs over?
What's it called? A slab.
A slab. Well, I was trying to get hot for midsummer, you know, on Sunday. We were down at Carnival. There was all the boys with their shirts off. I was encouraged to put mine back on. How rude of people.
I'm trying to get buff for midsummer 2025. I'm going to look great.
You're going to look fantastic. Yes.
I'll have to save up for the lipo. Midsummer Carnival, we did 4 hours of broadcasting.
What a big day. I got there, I was there for 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
I got home and I was burnt. Wayne got home in the taxi just, and I thought, oh, you're such a wuss, you can't handle your alcohol. The moment I hit the front door, I was sick as a dog.
Oh.
Oh, well, 12 hours.
I enjoyed it, and you know, my favourite hour of the whole thing was...
Tell me.
When you and your lovely boy man, husband, lover, Wayne, were on air. It was sweet.
It was really good, because I had a run sheet for Wayne going, this is what we'll do. And of course, because it was a live broadcast, everything went to hell, and nothing, and you could see him starting to panic. I go, don't worry.
Yeah, as long as you're talking about something.
Yeah, we were fun. Now, what a great day. I'm really impressed with Midsummer. You know, think about 10 years ago, it was just full of Muscle Marys and drug taking. Well, how great to see all those families. There was, you know, the gays pushing prams around.
And someone made a very good point that it's was a show that we can be a community as one. Like, we have a lot of subsets of the communities. There's a lot of letters in the LGBTI plus, but we can all be together and kind of be a little.
And we all came together and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
It was so much fun. I don't think for this dirty old 50-year-old man, me, standing up the front at 9 o'clock trying to dance in a mosh pit with, you know, 22-year-olds, I didn't realise how old I was. You know, when you're in the middle of dancing, next minute I got a stitch. It's like, oh, I've got to stop. I can't breathe.
But Midsummer doesn't have to end because Carnival, all of the podcasts for the Tom and Wayne Hour, the little husband hour, is available on iTunes and the Tom and Warren page.
Oh, yeah, go and download. We'd love a bit of downloading.
Yeah, oh. Were you a bit of a scientist back in school?
A scientist?
Like, did you know, what are some of the noble gases?
Noble gases?
Yep.
Well, are you talking about when, like, the Pope farts? That's about the only noble... Yeah, the Queen did a fluffer. Oh, that's a noble gas.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she would crown it. It would be fluff OBE.
No, I was never very good at science. I always wanted to put, you know, the Professor Julius Sumter Miller. You're probably too old for him, and he used to be the science man, or too young, and he used to put the egg in the bottle and you make it suck in, and I tried those things at home.
Sucking in an egg? Is that like having a ship in a bottle?
Well, I think they put fire inside the bottle, then you put an egg on top, and when the fire starts burning, it sucks the oxygen and sucks the eggs in the
bottle. Like a hard-boiled egg?
He used to do it on TV.
Oh, wow.
Well, do you know what? That's probably why mine never worked, because I did find out years ago you had to actually hard boil it and remove the shell. So I used to just put the chicken on top of the bottle and think, oh, it'll suck it out eventually, won't it? You know? But it never worked.
Wow. For those who don't know, I didn't have to Google this. The noble gases are helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon.
Why are they noble? Because they're the bosses? They wear funny hats?
Because they're in group 18 of the periodic table. Need I say more?
Yeah, don't say no more.
Well, one of these gases are not so noble. A mum in the UK, what is happening in the UK, has admitted gas so poisonous it's been banned by the Geneva Convention.
So basically she farted. Have you been to... In England, that food is terrible. Everybody's... It's like
Yorkshire
the whole place
puddings.
Is gassy.
Yeah. Yorkshire puddings.
Do you know what? The food is that bad that in the morning they were all gassy that bad. I think England moves about 2 centimetres a day.
Well, she forced part of her street to be evacuated after suffering gas problems in her bathroom. It wasn't that. She felt a burning sensation in her nose and throat after unleashing a cloud of poisonous gas. It was the mother of three mixed 3 litres of bleach cleaner with another fluid and put it down her loo, and it was clogged by her children putting a toy and too much toilet roll
down
it.
So she made a toxic bomb, basically.
Yeah, she could be recruited, you never know, by one of the organisations.
She could be ISIL.
ISIL, yes.
No, but it's true, because I've done that before. You used to have a swimming pool in Sydney, and you put the chlorine in and something else, then you hit the water, and then the gas comes up and this about takes you out. You've got to be very careful.
Yeah, it's like the chlorine. That's too much. That's not a gas. Is that a liquid or a gas?
Well, I think it was powder, but then the gas comes off. Oh, how funny. I want to do that. But haven't you done that? I've nearly gassed myself in a bathroom. I was the other day trying to clean the shower. You know, you spray the shower and you shut the cupboard.
Yeah.
The glass thing. Mm. Next time I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was getting all... I thought this would be great. I'm going to get found half naked, unattractive, with Domestos in one hand and a scrubber in the other. I mean, this will never get lived down, will
maybe
it?
That's how you get off. But my mum used to always... She loves the house to smell like something. It can't just smell like house.
Oh, so it's got to be smell like bleach?
She used to always get my spray-on deodorant and just spray it around.
Oh, great. So your house smells like Brute 33.
No, it was always the good stuff. It was the good stuff.
It was Yardley Musk. Ooh, only the good quality.
back in the early noughties, it was Africa by Wings Africa, which smells quite...
I could imagine, Dylan, you'd be a Draco Noir one.
No, but now I can never use spray deodorant because my sinuses just get clogged up and just think of like the whole house smelling like it. So I'm exclusively Roll-On now.
Oh, but I think that's really funny, run around spraying deodorant on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, she would do it around. Just
don't you just light an incense?
Oh, she had incense. She had the smelly stuff. Everything.
Still to this day, my mum and dad weren't the most hippest, coolest people in the world. To this day, if my mother smells incense coming from a shop, she's still convinced someone's smoking marijuana. I don't know why. I guess there is no connection between an incense stick and a marijuana. But she's convinced.
Do you ever get unwell?
Have I ever been sick?
Yeah.
No, I'm like a vision of...
Vision of health.
Yeah, I've told you that years ago. I made a deal with the devil a long time ago. I ain't going anywhere.
So, if you ever have symptoms, do you ever go onto the search engine and go type it in?
No.
Maybe I'll do this.
I'm a denier. Full on down. I live on that Egyptian river, denial. I could be bleeding profusely and I keep saying, it's only a scratch. I'm all right. There's no way in hell you're getting me near a doctor.
Half your arm off. So do you ever do at-home remedies?
Well, I've used herbal remedies before. So, you know, my kids used to, when they get a sore throat, I'll go and pick the sage and the thyme leaves and make a little tea for them and do all that type of thing. And is that what you mean?
Well, a new study published in the Irish Medical Journal recounts the case of a 33-year-old man who was hospitalised after repeatedly injecting himself with a substance to relieve chronic back pain. That substance? Semen.
As in?
Semen.
Is he using his own semen?
It doesn't say, but it's probably easier to procure your own semen than to procure other people's.
So why would he think to inject that into his back?
Well, the arm was swollen and inflamed. I don't know. Thought it was a good idea.
So this would be the whole thing, you know, so like T cells where people are trying to inject themselves to regrow their little things. So maybe he thought
it entered his blood vessels and skin, and it was trapped underneath the man's skin. And reportedly, he was hospitalised. treated the man with antimicrobial. This is why I'm not a doctor. Therapy. This is why we don't have a medical segment every week. His back pain reportedly subsided, and he discharged without having the infected area drained.
So it actually helped.
I think it did.
Well, I'll be saying that more often down there, won't I? I'll be down the pill going, I'm very sorry, I have some back pain. Do you mind, this is for medical reasons, sir?
I think it helps if you inject it inside, not just on your back, not if it's just lathered on your back.
Well, I mean, the skin is like a permeable, like it can go through. Osmosis happens.
Osmosis. It's good for the hair.
What is wrong with people? Are people that stupid? For God's sake, mate, go to a chemist and buy a Panadol like the rest of the country. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, but people like to do things without drugs and be natural.
Yeah, there's apple cider vinegar. There's lots of things you could do. Yeah. Rather than that, no, this is just a perv. This is bloody Irish.
But like for other health things, do you know that semen has, you know how there's points on Weight Watchers?
Oh, yeah.
Semen's 2 points.
That's a lie. Are you going to tell me on the Weight Watchers chart it's got
how? It does. It has a whopping 135 calories.
Well, I think that's surprising. I'm going to think that's a total lie because I'm not even 60 kilos wet.
Let me tell you, I'm...
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.